Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast that's just one non sequitur after the other. Kate, have you ever seen... The Brack Show, starring Brack.
I know what a Brack's candy is.
Ooh.
Like a butterscotch,
right? Do you like Brack's candies? Did you as a child? It's kind of a grandmotherly candy, you know?
Yeah. My Nana always had a dish of them out, you know? That's all I know about Brack.
How about this guy that you see on screen?
He looks like a worrying, like, caricature of, like, a ceremonial mask of some kind.
Do you remember this fella? This handsome fella,
sure
Brack?
Sure don't, no.
From space. We saw him.
Is he, like, a little, like, an X-Man?
He does have an X across his chest. No, he's a villain from the original Space Ghost from the 60s, which maybe you're right about how his design was made. But then he was made into kind of the silliest, like, dingbat character on Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And then they gave him his own show, him and Zorak, but it's named after Brack, The Brack Show. For Adult Swim, your favorite. Now, last time we watched Adult Swim, we didn't have such a good time.
It was C Lab
2021. The episode's like 4 minutes long because we just quietly sat there in stunned silence.
It was not great.
You know what? I just think we should address, though, something that occurred to me after we recorded that, and all we did was say how bad it was, which I still agree. Not that this makes it any better, but was that purposely designed as quote unquote stoner humor, do you think?
I think it could have been, but it still wasn't good.
Yeah, no. We didn't enjoy it.
No.
Well, Kate, The Brack Show is another of the original Adult Swim shows. We're working our way through this list of the shows that premiered on that fateful night in 2001 when Adult Swim launched on Cartoon Network.
Will my trials ever cease?
You're getting there. So, as we know, Space Ghost Coast to Coast is the granddaddy of Adult Swim, having premiered way back in 1994, a long time before they decided to, like, take that whole kind of sense of humor and concept and build a whole, you know, a whole thing out of it. So, of course, Space Ghost Coast to Coast was, like, the guiding ethos of Adult Swim, weird humor that was usually edgy, aimed at teens and grown-ups instead of children, produced cheaply, usually reusing Hanna-Barbera animation or characters because they were owned by Ted Turner, so they were free to use, blah, blah, blah. So it makes sense that one of those initial lineup shows when they made Adult Swim would be literally a spinoff of Space Ghost. So this is a show about Brack and his family. It is a bizarre spoof of 1950s and 60s sitcoms, as you'll see. Zorak is also one of the main characters as Brack's, like, best friend, kind of. So The Brack Show is created by Jim Fortier, Andy Merrill, and Pete Smith. It's a spinoff of both Space Ghost Coast to Coast and Cartoon Planet, something we have not watched yet, but it was on TBS and utilized the Space Ghost, Zorak, and Brack characters as well. And all of these characters were created in the 1960s for the show Space Ghost, which was created by Alex Toth. He deserves credit once again. This show ran from September 2nd, 2001 to December 31st, 2003. There were 3 seasons and 28 episodes, and then one final quote-unquote webisode in 2007. This makes it the shortest lived of the original Adult Swim lineup. They made less of this than C-Lab 2021.
Oh my God.
Doesn't mean anything about the quality, but it's interesting to mention. We're going to watch 2 episodes, season 1, episode 5, which is either known as Hippo or The Bracks of Life, and season 2, episode 3, Mother, Did You Move My Chair?
And how long are they?
11 minutes each.
Okay.
Ooh, just like C-Lab. I mean, not just like, but the duration of the episodes is the same.
What the hell are you doing?
Dope! Zorak, how long you been there?
Long enough to see you talking to that doll.
I was doing no such thing. If, however, I was talking and my childhood friend Hippo happened to be listening...
What Hippo? That's a lobster.
Maybe so. But he prefers to be called Hippo.
Yes. Do you know what people would say if they knew I hung out with a doll talker?
I imagine they'd say, Zorak, you're so lucky to have a friend like Brack. He's quite a guy.
I don't hang out with doll talkers. Ever. So long, wuss.
Wait, don't go!
What is this?
Here he is, doing his little dance. That's his mom and dad. There's Zorak with a flamethrower. And there's your boy, Brack.
What is this voice? I do like everyone's boots in this. Tyler, what are you doing? What are we doing here?
Come on, this has a much more coherent storyline than C-Lab did.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's good.
No, but it's coherent. Look how little this dad is.
Is he the dad?
That's the dad and that's the mom.
Of him?
Yeah, these are Brack's parents.
Okay, but like how... I'm confused.
No, that's Brack's dad.
Okay.
That's Brack's mom. That's okay. Brack.
But how old is Brack?
He's a boy. Look at this great mixed media, live action pictures, backgrounds, animated elements. The stuffed animal's a photograph. Aren't you enjoying this?
No, I'm not.
I don't know why Brack keeps singing songs.
I don't like it. Zorak's little romper with a cape. What a brave choice.
I feel like you have a lot in common with Zorak.
I mean, wear a lot of rompers.
Your fashion choices.
Dr. Grumbles is a haunted doll.
You love haunted dolls.
I do think haunted dolls are kind of fun.
Because you've been listening to too much Last Podcast on the Left.
Be silent.
I hate to break it to you, Kate. Do you know what the boys from Last Podcast on the Left, what their all their TV shows and streams, where they air? Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. Adult Swim?
My chair. Someone has disturbed it. Was it you?
Well, let me think. Yesterday was cleaning day, and I did dust mop the floors.
So you did move it?
No, no, I would never do that. I always tape the legs to the floor, and then I very carefully hand wipe beneath your chair.
I'm not sure if I trust you. This is not right. I'm too close to the table. I feel hemmed in. Oh, help! I'm smothering! It's unbearable!
Hey, what's going on down there?
You're grounded, that's what.
What? Why?
For moving my chair. And you can rot up there for all I care.
I don't think Brack moved your chair. We both know how upset you get when your things aren't exactly where you want them to be.
Mom, can I come down? I gotta talk to you!
Tell it to the judge. Oh, which is me. Guilty! Case closed!
But I really gotta...
Appeal denied!
Brack, did you move your dad's chair?
No, I love my dad. I don't want to upset him.
Then you can come down.
Woman, are you openly defying me?
Well, you heard what he said. He didn't do it.
I can't hear anything. I'm too close to the table.
What do you think so far?
I do not like this.
Better or worse than any Adult Swim you've seen so far?
Honestly, I have no idea. Like, I don't think any of it is good. Like, I just hate it. I hate it so much. I just want to leave.
All right, let's watch part 2. Mother, did you move my chair?
Please just let me go. My eyes hurt.
Here he is, your boy.
I'm just confused. Okay, so the Brack doesn't want to dissect a clam.
Yeah, in biology.
There's a lot of singing in this show.
Well, on Cartoon Planet, the other show that you haven't seen yet, they would do a lot of singing skits. So I think that's part of the DNA of this. It's where he famously sang, I'm a cucumber, please don't send me to the pickle farm. And where Zorak sang, don't send in the clowns.
I am constantly thinking, don't send in the clowns, and yet I am married to a clown.
Whoa.
Oh my God, what is that?
It's Spoony.
Why is he wearing clogs?
It's a big wooden spoon.
What's happening? I have no desire to follow this.
There's nothing to follow. It's all non sequiturs. It's
all
random humor.
I don't like it. I don't want random humor.
But it's a little edgy, too. Spoony was a shiv in prison. Ha ha ha.
Okay, is Zorak like a man? Is he a child? I'm confused.
He's a mantis.
You see, there's something about his red and kindly face. I can tell him anything. But then there's Zorak. He thinks I'm a baby. Yeah. But I'll show him that I'm not. All right, I've made a decision. From this day on, I will stop talking to my beloved friend. Hippo.
Not good enough. Get rid of him.
What?
You didn't like that big live-action clam picture of a clam that they animated at the
end?
I
don't like any of it. I don't like it.
All right, so...
Stop. Stop showing me these things. I don't want to see it anymore.
Has the Adult Swim situation become
it's untenable
now?
No.
You started out, okay, Harvey Birdman, we liked the premise, but the execution wasn't great. C-Lab 2021, we were just
mad
at the end of our rope already. How about this?
No, I don't want to watch anymore.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
Home Movies.
No.
Home Movies is a lot different. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is definitely very similar to this and the C-Lab. maybe I'll rearrange the order of some upcoming ones to give you some time, give you some time off, but... See, personally, I thought this one was a marked improvement over C-Lab 2021.
It was better than C-Lab 2021, but that's like saying getting one leg cut off is better than getting two legs cut off, you know?
Yeah. You also have to think how miserable these are making you. Imagine actually watching Adult Swim, which was back to back to back to back. You're watching these with days, weeks sometimes in between them.
That would hurt my tummy.
So you would tune in late at night, one, when you're tired. You hate being tired.
I hate being tired.
And being up past your bedtime. And two, then you have to watch this followed by C-Lab, followed by, you know, Harvey Birdman, just in a non-ending. Well, I mean, it ends eventually, but
guys, I'm really sorry that I sound so whiny on this episode. It's because Adult Swim is garbage.
Ooh, hot takes.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead. Light me up. Roast me. But if you're going to come for the king, you best not miss. That's all I'm going to say.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week for more threats. Get me out of here. Get me out of my couch.
My potato song has won its contest every year. This is an outrage.
The Brat Show, Sunday at 11 on Adult Swim.